Brianna Burley, the human wildlife conflict specialist, for joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. So I understand that the wildlife are waking up here, bears coming out of their dens and getting a little bit more active on nearby roadways.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just putting a call out and a reminder to folks, especially when they're traveling through the Kootenai Parkway, that the deer have returned to that valley a couple weeks earlier than they did last year. So just a reminder to motorists to be careful of roadside wildlife, and that we're starting to see some of our bears return roadside as well.
I remember last year, there were a number of bear jams, you might want to call them, along that Highway 93 South and in other areas as well. What are you recommending people do right now when it comes to staying out of conflict with wildlife?
Seeing roadside wildlife is always really exciting, especially bears. So we just encourage people to have really good roadside wildlife viewing etiquette. So, you know, if you see a bear roadside, stay in your vehicle, take a couple photos, move on, and absolutely never feed wildlife.
Are you guys going to be implementing the no stopping zone in Kootenai this year?
That's very possible. So what we'll do there is we'll just pay attention to bear activity and traffic volumes that are taking place through that part of the park, and then we'll implement travel restrictions as we see needed.
What are some of the big no-nos that you've often seen people do when it comes to seeing bears and other wildlife on the side of the road?
Some of the things we see is people getting too close to wildlife, you know, especially when they're feeding roadside. They may seem distracted and not paying attention to you, but we really encourage people to keep your distance, stay in your vehicle, and like I mentioned earlier, please do not feed roadside wildlife.
Has that been an issue, people actually going up and feeding bears and stuff?
You know, we seem to have one or two kind of reports of that every year. So we're really, really trying to discourage the public from doing that, because that opens up a lot of issues for us. It causes problems for the wildlife, it causes problems for visitors, and it causes problems for staff trying to deal with these bears that have been fed.
Before we wrap things up, is there any other messages you'd like to get out to people today?
Just a reminder that it's bear season, and to dust off your bear spray, make sure it's in good working order. Just get ready for an exciting bear season.
Brianna Burley, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.